Hello, and welcome back to the Lookout News Roundup for the week of April 1st. I'm your host, Joseph Darius Jafari, Editor-in-Chief of Lookout, Arizona's only nonprofit newsroom focused on accountability reporting for the LGBTQ plus community. Let's start the Lookout in Tucson, where a group of people gathered on the steps of City Hall this week to do something that's usually private in full public view. They injected hormones. The event is called the Public Hormone Jab, and it happens every year on Transgender Day of Visibility. Roughly 30 people showed up, some to participate, others to stand in support, and formed a circle around those taking their medication. Organizers say the goal is simple, to demystify hormone therapy and push back against growing political attacks on trans healthcare. Participants included transgender people, non-binary people, and cisgender people who also rely on hormone treatments, something organizers say is often left out of the conversation. One participant, Noah DeFino, said the moment felt especially urgent. That's because the event happened the same day the U.S. Supreme Court issued a ruling that could weaken bans on conversion therapy, a widely discredited practice that medical experts say can cause serious harm. DeFino said showing up publicly is about visibility, but also about helping people better understand what being trans actually looks like in everyday life. Organizers say, and that's the point, to take something that's been politicized and make it visible, human, and harder to ignore. You can read that full story now on lookoutnews.org. All right, let's move on to some local accountability reporting. In Pima County, an internal investigation found that Sheriff Chris Nanos violated ethical guidelines and used his office for political gain. The findings were obtained by Lookout ahead of their public release. They center on actions Nanos took during his 2024 re-election campaign, specifically placing his opponent, Heather Lappin, on administrative leave just weeks before the election after early voting had already started. County investigators concluded that the evidence supports a finding that Nanos used his authority and department resources to benefit his campaign. Lappin ultimately lost that race by fewer than 500 votes. The report also found that five other sheriff's office officials violated codes of conduct. Now, county leaders are calling again for outside investigations, including a referral to the Arizona Attorney General. Nanos has not publicly responded to the findings. And staying in Southern Arizona with the county sheriff's office, a separate Lookout investigation found that Chris Nanos may have been collaborating with Border Patrol, despite public claims that his office does not. According to a lawsuit, deputies allegedly handed people over to federal immigration agents. The sheriff has previously said multiple times his department does not enforce federal immigration law. That story is also available now on lookoutnews.org. Meanwhile, in Phoenix, immigration advocates are raising alarms after a well-known community organizer was detained by federal agents. Carlos Sainz, an organizer with TransQueer Pueblo, was taken into custody during a routine check-in with immigration officials last month. Supporters say she had been complying with all requirements and believe her arrest may be in retaliation for her activism. Sainz is now being held at the Eloy Detention Center. For the first 2 days, advocates say she was placed in a men's unit despite being a transgender woman. They also say she contracted COVID-19 while in detention. ICE has claimed Sainz missed prior check-ins, but her supporters dispute that. And advocates are now calling for her release and demanding more transparency around the circumstances of her arrest. That story and ongoing coverage of immigration detention in Arizona is available now on lookoutnews.org. All right, let's take a look at a few other headlines from around the state. In surprise, the Department of Homeland Security is moving forward with plans for a massive 400,000 square foot immigration detention facility. Federal officials have made a number of promises about how the site will be used, but here's a catch. None of those promises are legally enforceable. Advocates say that's part of a broader pattern when it comes to immigration detention, where reforms are often announced but rarely guaranteed. Now, local housing and immigration groups say the city has little power to stop the project, even as concerns continue to grow. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump has issued a new executive order targeting mail-in voting. Legal experts say the move is likely unconstitutional and warn it could set up another major legal battle over who controls election systems in the United States. Elections are run by states, but critics say this order is part of a broader effort to expand federal authority over how people vote. They also warn it could restrict access to voting ahead of future national elections. In Maricopa County, recorder Justin Heap is continuing to amplify claims about non-citizen voting, despite little evidence to support them. And elections experts say cases of non-citizen voting are extremely rare and already illegal, but they warn that repeated claims like these, especially from public officials like Heap, can erode trust in the system even when they're not backed by facts. Continuing with policing news, there are also growing concerns about how prostitution-related policing is being carried out. Critics say enforcement often rely on aggressive tactics with little transparency around outcomes. They argue that these operations frequently target vulnerable people without clear evidence that they improve public safety. Instead, advocates say the approach risks reinforcing cycles of criminalization without meaningful oversight. Now, moving into national politics, federal health agencies are moving to remove gender identity diversity-related data from public data sets. Experts warn that could have serious consequences, making it harder to track public health trends, allocate resources, and understand disparities affecting marginalized communities. They say it's part of a broader effort to reshape how government collects and limits information about gender and inequality. Over in Chicago, a grassroots collective is stepping in to support LGBTQ plus migrants held in detention. The group provides direct aid, advocacy, and connection for people navigating a system that advocates say often leaves them isolated and at risk. Organizers say their work is about filling gaps where federal protections fall short. And finally, in the world of sports and culture, professional wrestler Aaron Rourke, who performs as, quote, evil gay, is gaining national attention as an openly gay competitor. His visibility marks a shift in an industry that has long sidelined LGBTQ identities and reflects broader changes in who gets to be seen and celebrated in the ring. That's it for the Lookout News Roundup for this week. Don't forget you can get these headlines and more every week in your inbox by subscribing to Lookout by going to lookoutnews.org and signing up for our newsletters. We'll be back later this week for another roundup, but until then, stay safe, stay informed, and look out for each other.